This is Common Sense Radio on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back to it. Steve Gruber Show on a Monday. I'm back, all right. Yeah. You know, and I just continue to be amazed and humored about how people are taking this Comey interview so seriously. You know, do they not take themselves seriously intellectually? I mean, here's George Stephanopoulos. Well, part of the inside, the circle, if you will. The circle of five for Bill Clinton. He was one of the five. He was there the whole... He's a Democratic operative. ABC News hired him years ago. It's completely inappropriate. He's not unbiased. He's a Democratic operative. Was then, is now. So here's two guys that hate Donald Trump sitting there pontificating about hating Donald Trump. The questions and the follow-up questions were not what they should have been. I could have done a better interview than Stephanopoulos on a whole host of things. But so it is. Join me now, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com to continue to take a look at the sanctimonious James Comey. His higher loyalty, I think, Megan, is to his book sales and to his pocketbook. Right or wrong, how are you?
Oh, good. Good morning. Yes, no, you've absolutely nailed the head. Thanks, Monos Comey, Slimeball Comey, Lying Comey, one and the same of the hubris. And, you know, I've been watching many of these powerful Democrats, and I remember, I don't remember which one it was. I think it was Colin Powell. He actually said, hubris will be basically Hillary's Achilles heel. It will also be Comey's. It will also be Andrew McCabe. It will also be Loretta Lynch. It will also be all of those involved in the massive cover-up of Hillary Clinton's email investigation. Oops, sorry, Matter. And you know what's really interesting is Loretta Lynch yesterday releases that statement right before Comey takes the air. And the last sentence of that statement is interesting because she basically said, you know, I've met with him plenty of times, and he never had any questions or concerns regarding the email investigation. Oh, well, I didn't think it was an email investigation. I just thought it was a matter.
Right. Well, here's the problem. You know, in order to believe James Comey's book, you'd have to believe that everybody else is lying. Now, is it possible that Loretta Lynch is lying? Of course it is. In fact, it's fairly likely. Same thing's true with Rod Rosenstein and Hillary Clinton and some of the other folks on the list. But, you know, you look at Christopher Wray and Rod Rosenstein, Loretta Lynch, they all have to be lying, and they have to be lying in a particular way to fit into the narrative of Comey's book, which makes it very, lot less plausible than it would otherwise. Yes or no?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I want James Comey to just keep talking, because the more he talks, the more and more everybody around him that he came in contact with is being proven to be involved or somewhat of a liar. And so, you know, please keep talking. Just keep talking, Jim, because we're all listening with bated ears and bated breaths, as they say. But
right.
When you look at Christopher Wray, for example, Rod Rosenstein, Andrew McCabe, all of those involved, we're getting conflicting testimonies, and all of the arrows are in a circular firing squad, and they're throwing each other under the bus. I mean, the bodies are piling up. Andrew McCabe is throwing Comey under the bus.
Well, McCabe,
Comey's
and here's the thing.
Loretta Lynch under
here's
the bus.
Part of what
Loretta
was
Lynch
lost.
Is throwing Comey under the bus.
Part of what was lost, Megan, over the weekend was the fact that the IG report came out on Friday, part one, I might add, part one of Michael Horowitz's IG report, the inspector general, saying McCabe lied. And he lied repeatedly. And he lied about leaking information. Oh, and by the way, he told James Comey about leaking information, and Comey didn't think that was worthy of investigation. Comey knew that the Russian dossier was created by foreign entities working for a campaign in the DNC, working for the Clinton campaign, of course. That wasn't worth investigating. And the list goes on and on and on about things that James Comey probably should have investigated and did not. A whole host of things going on here. You know, so you're right. There's going to be critical mass. I think James Comey is in legal peril. I believe McCabe is in legal peril. And I believe there's more to come.
Yeah, I think there, well, hopefully there is, right? because if they're not, well, then we might as well just pack it up and just wait for the end of the world, because they're really, because your lawyer's office is going to be raided and my lawyer's office is going to be raided. There needs to be an enforcement of the many, many laws that were obviously broken. Leaking to Congress, as Trump tweeted yesterday, he listed everything Comey did and basically put jail behind it, or was it McCabe? But he's absolutely right. I mean, there's a list of offenses that are punishable by jail. So, hashtag where's Jeff Sessions?
You know, who knows? And what is his deal? You know, that's a good question you raised there. You know, you got Paul Ryan on his way out. Jeff Sessions could go with him. I don't mind if Mitch McConnell tags along. You guys can all go. What is Jeff Sessions? I mean, he shows up here and there, and it's like, Mr. President, there really is no reason to keep him around anymore. I mean, he's not a... You either have assets or liabilities in an administration, I believe, and not a lot of middle ground. And either he's an asset or a liability, and I can't call him an asset, so that only leaves one category.
Well, right. I mean, he's just kind of sitting on the sidelines, you know, showing up at the border or even Las Vegas here and talking about MS-13. Well, thank you very much. Yes, I'm very, very glad that, you know, tattooed killers are being taken off the streets. We all are. But we have a president that is under daily attack by criminals. We have a attorney-client privilege. 400 years of law, standing law, has been absolutely trashed. Why there is not more outrage? I mean, of course, you have Sally Yates coming out, that crook, and saying no one is above the law. Oh, okay, well, wonderful, Sally. Well, neither is illegal aliens who you wanted to protect. And what about the 200 people that were unmasked by Samantha Powers? Is Samantha Powers above the law? I mean, the line... of which we could be lining up these people in a complete perp walk.
And it just goes on and on and on.
Literally.
Yeah, you know, I suggested this a while back, and some people like it and some people don't. I think that Donald Trump should do a few things. You know, the Scooter Libby pardon was, again, a big deal and a smart move and the right thing to do. And nobody notices, right? Because there's so much else going on. But why don't you pardon Scooter Libby? Go ahead and pardon James Comey, pardon Hillary Clinton. They would all go bananas. It would just be fun to watch if you pardon these folks. Well, I didn't do anything wrong. Well, then don't worry about it. You've been pardoned. You know, because if you're never going to follow through because Jeff Sessions is going to sit on his hands, then you need to do something, don't you think?
I think you should pardon General Flynn and really cause an earthquake.
Well, I don't disagree with that either.
I think you should fire Rod Rosenstein. Because obviously Jeff Sessions isn't going to do it.
Well, in this notion that...
Because they hate him anyway.
Yeah, the notion that somehow you can't... The notion that you can't fire Rod Rosenstein is silly. I mean, he appointed him. Of course he can fire him.
Of course.
Of course he can.
Anyway. So they already hate him. They're already making up crimes. You know, the whole thing about this special counsel investigation... I was reading something yesterday and it caught my eye.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. Okay. We'll take it through the break. Megan Barth here, ReaganBabe.com. We're just getting warmed up on a Monday. We'll be right back on the Steve Gerber Show.